News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Mobile phone networks should provide unlimited data to allow for school children to complete their assignments. That's the call from a number of principals and parents. For more on this, we're joined by John Cullinan, a deputy principal in Presentation de la Salle in Bagnallstown in Carlow. John, why do we need unlimited data, do you think?
Morning, Shane, and thanks very much for having me on. I suppose, look, the reality is we're now 2 weeks since schools were asked to close by Taoiseach, and rightly so, and we're seeing teachers have been absolutely fantastic in students in terms of how they're engaging online, but the reality is it requires a lot of internet data in order to allow students to continue to learn online. I'm looking at our own platform here this morning. I see a lot of teachers are doing live classes over the last number of days. They're uploading videos, and as we all know, they are very, very heavy data usage ways of communicating. And a lot of students, we know anecdotally, are using mobile phones for lots of reasons. We have situations now where many parents are working from home and they're just not able to give students access to laptops for large parts of the day. So students are now having to use their mobile phones. And obviously, a lot of students would be maybe on pay-as-you-go plans where there is a limit to the data they can use every month. And therefore, it is quite likely going to increase the cost for parents over the coming weeks in terms of having to top up the phone more often to ensure that their child can continue to access education online and to stay connected with their school. And I suppose, it is obviously very important that students learn online and that we continue helping students learn. But maybe even more importantly is that we allow them to stay connected with ourselves and schools. If we do get back to school on the 19th of April, it will have been 5 weeks since students have been absent from school, which is a very long time. And for a lot of students, school is a very, very safe place. There's a well-being aspect to it as well as obviously the learning aspect as well.
Yeah, no, look, there's definitely a logic to it. And let's face it, I think April 19th is probably optimistic in terms of schools being back.
Like to go a lot longer.
Just before you go, John, have you got any kind of indication that perhaps mobile phone companies, the phone companies are thinking this way?
I've heard back from a couple of colleagues who've said they've become aware that one or two are maybe looking at it. They've been in contact with one or two companies that have been looking at it. But I suppose really we'd need all companies to do it because obviously people are on different plans and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be hugely beneficial. It would ensure that all students continue to access their education, but we can also stay connected with students. I think for all schools around the country, it would be absolutely fantastic.
Okay, John, thanks for talking to us this morning. John Cullinan, Deputy Principal in Presentation de la Salle in Bagnallstown.